Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're coming to you live from the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good Friday. The last non-summer Friday, because we're kicking off summer a week from this morning. The last non-summer Friday until after Labor Day. That's right. The best time of year is right here, right now, with baseball, with the Rangers playoffs, with the NBA playoffs, everything else. This is it. Enjoy it on the precipice of summer. And, of course, everybody is still sick. Jerry Recco is out today. He did the show from home yesterday. He called me yesterday afternoon, and he was trying to be diligent. He was trying to be a great worker. He was trying to fight through it and say, I could do it from home if you need me to. I said, Jerry, come on. You sound terrible. You feel terrible. It's okay. We'll stay home.
And Karen Stewart, same thing.
Karen Stewart out too, huh?
Yep. Yeah, so there's some non-COVID thing going around.
Yeah, well, apparently Jerry's had a non-COVID thing in his house a little bit, so
yeah,
maybe he got
is.
That.
Al had, I had, yeah. You know, different degrees, but...
Yeah, well, Jerry's out, so he went to Peter Schwartz. Peter Schwartz did the warm-up show with Al, and I do feel... Because I heard the little awkward back-and-forth banter at the end of the warm-up show off-air between Al and Peter, where Peter is thanking Al for the opportunity, and Al is saying, oh, no, that was good. It was good. It felt a little genuine, actually. It felt like you weren't lying to him.
I was not lying. I had a good time with Peter.
Okay, good.
Did you catch some of the Peter phony laughs, though, at
what
something Al said?
Oh, really? I did not catch that. I only listened to the first segment. I got to go back and try to...
Yeah, exactly.
He was doing that.
There was about four of them.
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, when I said to Jerry, I was like, oh, Peter will come in. I said, what about the warm-up show? Jerry goes, oh, crap. What are we going to do? All right. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yo, good morning there, G. Happy Feel Good Friday.
Yes.
Man. We got ourselves a playoff game tonight, 8 o'clock down in Carolina. Can't wait to see what the Rangers are going to look like in game two. We lose Max Scherzer, it looks like, now for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes.
But yet the team still wins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. The key is having a manager that is not going to allow this team to feel sorry for itself. And then, of course, the Yankees blow one late yesterday down in Baltimore. And, you know, here we are. It's a Friday. We're heading into the weekend. And I can't wait for tonight. And I'm feeling good. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good.
No, I am feeling good. I mean, I was thinking I'd feel worse about the Scherzer thing than I do. I mean, that was terrible news. That was probably the worst news you could get for what we knew already
about what had happened to Max Scherzer. Obviously, you know, him having an arm injury would have been worse news, but what we knew about it being a side or a back, this was probably the worst thing we could have heard, which was a mid to high oblique strain, and he was going to be out for maybe 2 months, and it happened during the broadcast, and I'm sitting there watching the game in the afternoon, and Gary Cohen says, we got a Max Scherzer update, we're going to let you know right away, and then he said, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. And then having Ron Darling basically go, oh, wow, what a blow. You know, I didn't feel good in that moment. And then I certainly didn't feel good when the game got tied in the ninth when Escobar couldn't handle that ground ball from Goldschmidt. But you felt great when Pete Alonso, I mean, rocketed that ball out of there and then did his little three-pointer with his helmet. And then they came back and won. So I think you're right. I mean, I think the reason why I feel like this team can withstand something like this coupled with the DeGrom injury is because they got a real leader. And this isn't going to sink them. This isn't going to be like, oh, crap, what are we going to do now? Oh, woe is me type of stuff. Buck Showalter's seen this stuff over and over and over again. And this is a good team. There's still a lot of talent there. I would be lying to if I wasn't worried about the rotation a little bit and where these arms are going to come from. But I still really believe that they can withstand this.
I would think that you should be worried about the rotation. They've lost 3/5 of their starters. So yeah. And two of those three would have been a line for a potential Cy Young, given if they would have made 30 starts. I remember at the beginning of the season saying, man, if you got Scherzer and you got DeGrom and you got 30 starts out of them, that would be unbelievable. Now it's more like if we get 15 to 20 starts out of them,
yeah,
it's going to be unbelievable, and especially with this team hanging on. I was texting with Ronnie during the broadcast yesterday.
Oh, look at you.
When Gary put that out there, I just basically texted him, F, like, yeah, in all capital letters.
Yeah, yeah,
and then with a screaming emoji.
Yeah,
I'm a big emoji guy.
Right.
And
did he write back, what are you talking about?
No, he knew exactly what I was talking about. And then I said, okay, where's Bartolo? And I think Bartolo's pitching in the Mexican League.
Is he?
Get his ass back here.
Oh, man.
I know, we just need arms. Now it's just about, Al, it's just about arms. Got to have arms. And we don't have enough arms right now. Where are they going to get these guys?
Where are they going to get the arms from?
Bartolo has an arm.
I would love to see him back, but they're probably not going to do it. But yeah, according to Ronnie, he's pitching in the Mexican League. What do you mean? Come on!
I mean,
Ronnie's like, what else you want?
He wants some. He's 48 years old.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. He's got moxie. He's got experience.
Moxie.
He's got moxie. And now that we have a DH, he doesn't have to hit, which I would pay to see that again.
He has not pitched in Major League Baseball since 2018.
I'll tell you, he was the first guy I thought of yesterday. I don't know why, but
me neither.
There is such a dearth of pitching. I'm being serious. I mean, if he is legitimately
pitching. You cannot
pitching,
be serious. 48-year-old Bartolo Colon coming out of the Mexican League to save
here's
the
what
Mets.
I need. Here's what I need. If he is pitching in the Mexican League, meaning that his arm's good, all I need is probably about 5 starts of 4 innings each. That's all I need.
You could get that from somebody else, I think.
Like who? Give me an idea.
I mean, anybody in the system at this point. I mean, you
think I'm kidding? I would make every freaking call all over the world, try to find.
How about get somebody who's not 48?
I don't care. Tom Brady's 45. Who cares?
It's Tom Brady. It's the greatest ever done. It's a totally different situation.
This guy is Mr. Moxie. You know that.
Mr. Moxie. Well, okay. Right. Well, good thing you're not the GM, because that would scare me.
If as the GM, it would be kind of a nice thing. Could you imagine if he started a game at Citi Field on a Friday night?
Yeah,
imagine what that would be like?
Yeah, right. For the entertainment purposes, it'd be great. But for actual baseball purposes, I don't think it would be great.
I'm assuming that Biggs is in good. Is his arm is in shape, and he's still playing baseball. That's what I'm assuming. I'm not. If he's not, and he's sitting around by the pool having a margarita or two, that's a different story. A couple Coronas, that's
he
a different
should
story.
Be.
That's a different story. I'm just saying, if he is actually out there pitching.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah, I mean
they have to find. They've lost 3 of their 5 starters.
I know they have. I know, and that's a problem. But Bartolo Colon at 48 years old coming out of the Mexican League is probably not a great option.
So, like, when you really break it down,
You really want to break it down, yeah.
You got to break it down, right?
Yep.
So that means they have Bassett, Carrasco, and Taiwan Walker
and
now as their top 3. And Peterson, I guess.
Yep.
So
Trevor Williams probably is going to get an opportunity.
So they're going to mix and match, and Buck's going to do his magic and all this other stuff. I don't know. I would just look for guys that I could find that can kind of just give me innings. They need, you know what they need? Innings.
Eaters?
Eaters.
The innings eaters.
Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I would hope a little bit more than that, but that's probably the standard that they're going to look for first. And if you're eating innings, that means that you're out there and you're not getting pulled and you're doing a competent job. So, yeah, I mean, I said it yesterday. Chris Bassett's really going to have to, I mean, he's going to have to be the leader. I think he's got it in him. Right. I mean, the guy was an all-star last year. He's got that mentality. You know, he's got to be the leader of this staff in this interim because, you know, when you hear 6 to 8 weeks, I tend to think, especially with something like an oblique where you feel like those things take a while to get exactly right, at least that's what we've seen from other players with this similar injury, that it's probably going to be 2 months. So we go to late July at this point for Max Scherzer. This is not some, like, you know, miss a start or two situation. I mean, the Mets that we're going to see over the next 2 months are going to be mixing and matching, and you need the guys that are in that rotation. By the way, another guy, I mean, all three of those that we just mentioned in Chris Bassett, Carrasco, and Taijuan Walker have to be great. But, I mean, can Taijuan Walker give you, like, two good starts in a row?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, as opposed to, like, one really good start where he looks like the guy in the first half and then a horrendous light-the-mound-on-fire start?
See, this is what I'm saying about Bartolo Colon. I can get the same thing out of him, plus he can get some enjoyment and some entertainment out of it and sell some tickets. I mean, I'm not trying to be P.T. Barnum here. The Mets are in the middle of a really good streak, and they've overcome a lot of injuries, and they've come back in games, which is great. And, you know, Pete Alonso, does anybody else have, you know, walk-off two-run homers? He's got two of them now.
Yeah, which is great. I mean,
I'm sure there's a couple guys out there that probably have these, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. That's a question that's very tough for me to answer on the spot. It looks like Bartolo Colon is playing for Arsenios de Monclova.
Okay.
And they have an unbelievable roster.
Well, there you go.
No, because they've got Addison Russell. They've got Pablo Sandoval on that team. They've got a bunch of former major leaguers.
They got a lot of guys that like to go out to dinner.
Yeah, they do. And you know who the manager is? You're not going to believe this.
All right, the manager. So
you are not going to believe who the manager of this team is. I'm so happy that you made me look this up.
Oh, okay.
I am so happy.
It's Wally Backman.
It is not Wally Backman.
It's not Wally Backman. It's Lee Mazzilli.
It's not Lee Mazzilli.
Am I close?
Well, the Met connection is close, that's for sure.
All right. Is it Edgardo Alfonso?
It is not.
Oh. Is it a Spanish dude?
It is not.
White dude?
It is.
Jason Bay?
No, but as disgraced as that, if not more.
Really?
Yeah.
White dude disgraced. Kevin McReynolds?
No, think manager, not player.
Oh, think manager. Bobby Valentine.
Think about a guy who fell really hard, really fast, who was a manager. You love the guy. Not really. But
Mickey Callaway?
Yes!
Shut up!
Dick Pickmick?
Really?
He's down in Mexico!
So call him up and say, hey, are you loving your guys? And how's my man Bartolo doing?
Unbelievable!
Get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
Makes a ton of sense.
Yes, it does.
How about that? Yeah, this roster is a Keon Broxton. Man, I tell you, this. Yeah, Bartolo Colon's on the team.
Wow. So there you go. What's Bartolo Colon's record? Do you have any stats?
I do not have.
Oh, that. You can't click on his name and pull up his stats.
No, this was just an article that was written that said, you know, this roster is the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. And then it was before the season started.
And where do they play their games?
hold on. I mean, I'm not sure exactly where they play their games. I just found one article. It was like, look at this Mexican League's roster. And then it had all the guys that a Mickey Callaway managed.
Mickey Callaway?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
All right, Bartolo Colon Mexican League stats. Let's see if I can get them for
Come
you.
On. I need to hear it. He's probably already pitched 50 innings. He's probably got
actually,
like a
4-1
record.
Not, there's no stats for this year. Now, he was on the roster to begin the year. There's no stats this year. Last year for Monclova, he went 6-2 with a 4.55 ERA.
Now, Ronnie, what? 6-2?
With a 4.55 ERA last year. Now, he has not pitched for them this year. He's on the roster, but he has not pitched for them this year.
I mean,
year.
Ronnie told me he was playing in the Mexican League. So
he's on the roster, but I don't know. Maybe their season didn't start yet in 2022. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I've got no 2022 statistics for Aserios de Monclova. Wait, hold on. 2022 season. Let's see if I can get it here.
Come on, man. Please. Please tell me he's pitching.
No. No starts from him this year. I don't know if he's hurt or what, but no starts from him this year.
How's the pipeline for us? How's our minor league pipeline?
Are you asking me the minor league pipeline?
Yes, exactly.
I told you the guys they think they're going to use. They're going to use Peterson, and they're going to use Trevor Williams. Those are the guys that they're going to use. Minor league pipeline right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't help you with the
40-man roster minor league pipeline.
Minor league pipeline. Maybe Schwartz knows about the minor league pipeline because he's with us. He seems like a minor league pipeline guy.
Right.
I feel like he probably goes and watches the, what are they now? The Rumble Ponies. He probably goes up there and watches the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
All right, so
and some
we'll
of
see.
The minor league pipeline
we'll
guys.
See. And by the way, did you see who came back last night?
Who came back last night?
Who came back last night and made an immediate difference for his team?
Tell me.
Marcus Smart.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I didn't think you were going basketball. I was so baseball focused.
I know, dude. He had his hair dyed green.
Yeah.
And
you love that guy.
Well, all right, so, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's gonna happen. You can just tell that he and Jimmy Butler somehow are going to get into it. It's just like the intensity that both of these guys bring. I swear to God, I wish I had them on my team. See, this is the thing that I'm talking about. That's the stuff you want to pay for.
Oh yeah,
the effort.
And Horford played too, by the way.
Yeah, and you know Marcus Smart had a sprained foot, man.
Yeah,
I mean they almost. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy in this series, but they almost made it look too easy last night.
Think they shot that thing up? I think they gave him a little shot, little cortisone situation.
I don't necessarily know.
Out there with the numb foot running around.
No, I think he has a football player's mentality. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
he's got a grit in to him that's.
Remember when he pushed that fan in college?
Yeah.
He wasn't messing around back then either.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah,
but I. Even though he has that football player's mentality, I don't think the NBA players do that. I don't think that they take shots. Smoke a little weed before the game, maybe.
Oh, sure.
Calm them all down, but he's not going to be taking shots.
No, probably.
But that guy,
not.
I'm telling you.
Celtics basketball, baby. Oh. I still got my shillelagh right here.
I know you do. But at least they made it interesting.
Hey, I'm forever indebted to that team for sweeping the Nets. So this particular team, the 2021-2022 Celtics.
So it's interesting. So without Al Horford and Marcus Smart in the first game, they get you know teed up and get blown out.
Mm-hmm.
And the Celtic fan, obviously, oh my God, you know I can't believe this, blah blah blah. And then they come back and they win game two. And that's exactly what my New York Rangers have to do tonight. They got to come back and they got to win game two. You just got to play the same kind of way, a little bit more aggressive offensively. Get your top two lines involved, and let's go. Let's get back into the series.
That's right. It starts tonight.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Chains and Breaking Benjamin at PNC Bank Arts Center on Friday, October 7th from our friends at Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 20th, which is today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Earlier in the week, I found out that the Alice in Chains lead singer had passed away. This morning, Al found out that Kirby Puckett and Tony Gwynn had passed away. So we're all learning about people no longer with us this week. So he was really surprised, Al, about Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, I knew Kirby Puckett had passed.
Okay.
I was unaware of Tony Gwynn, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, yeah, Peter.
I gave him that news.
Yeah, Peter broke that to Al this morning, and it was it was depressing for a minute. It was
sad. Actually stunning, Al. It was like he got hit in the jaw.
That was really surprising.
Yeah. How'd the warm-up show go there, Peter?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, you
covered a lot of bases.
Yeah, sure. You were excited when I called you with that news. You were very, very into it. So
because the last few times I filled in, the shift did not include the warm-up show.
That's right.
And it didn't dawn on me until you called that I would have to do it, but that was fun.
I do think that because it was a Friday and Al was in a good mood, he allowed this to happen. If it were a Monday, something else probably would have gone on.
Al, I didn't hear any of it. Was there a good give and take by Peter?
Oh, yes.
Did you have to pull it out of him? I mean,
he was good. He was good. He was involved.
Okay.
He did the hockey talk part for me, so I didn't have to do that.
Yeah. He asked me to break down the Rangers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
But then he kept. Man.
Yeah, but I still watch the games.
Yeah, but why are you breaking down the Rangers?
Because he didn't want to do it.
Oh, okay.
But he kept also twice in the hour, he kept saying tonight was game one.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Twice.
Okay. I also asked him this question, Boomer. I told him I would ask you, which Ranger player, not Igor Shesterkin, you can't include him, if this Rangers player sucks eggs tonight, they have no chance of winning?
If this Ranger player sucks eggs tonight, yes, I would say Adam Fox.
Oh, okay, he went Panarin.
Well, Panarin has not been great.
Yeah, the entire time.
Something going on there, and even Larry Brooks wrote about it this morning. Mm-hmm. We all think that there's something going on there, but Adam Fox basically controls so much of the ice when he's on the ice and controls the pucks, the decision making. There's a lot of pressure on him, and I would say 95% of the time he's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all going to get beat every now and again, but, you know, they need a couple power plays tonight, and he's got to get that puck to the net. He's got to get that puck on the stick of Mika, and he's got to be able to direct that power play and actually get some goals in that situation if they can actually, you know, force a penalty or two.
Yeah. I don't know why people are so surprised that I watched the hockey without the Islanders in it.
Well, yeah.
I was surprised, but everybody around you is, why are you watching?
I watch it. Well, I watch all the Islander games.
Yeah, you're also a crazed sports fan, Peter.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch everything. You hate the Rangers, yes?
I would say that's an accurate statement, yeah.
Yeah. Is it your least favorite team out there?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Why is that, Peter?
Because they play in the same division, and it's just been a rivalry.
Maybe I hate
the Patriots a little more. I don't know.
Are you jealous? I'd be like, you're jealous?
Well, I'm not jealous. It's a rivalry.
Sounds like you're a little bit of jealousy.
No, I don't think it's any jealousy.
Oh, we have all the money. We play at the Garden.
Islanders have good ownership now. They have a nice brand new arena. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Get back on track next year.
All right.
What is it about the Ranger fan that you don't like?
Well, not necessarily Boomer, but there are Ranger fans who are a bit cocky.
A little cocky.
A bit in your face, like Mraz down the hall.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, Paul Bissonnette is all over the Ranger fans.
Well, first of all, let me just say this.
Okay.
Let me just say that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, of course.
Because, listen, nobody wants the Rangers to lose more than I do.
Yes.
But he's got to shut up. Like, his comments on Twitter the last couple of days about the Rangers and their fans, completely off base. He sounds like the crying Penguin fans from the other day.
Yes.
Well, it's basically ridiculous. What he is, isn't he?
But he's actually, when he got the job with TNT, I thought it would be really good.
Everybody was happy for him.
He's done a good job. I don't know why he felt the need to go after the Rangers the last couple of days. Like, to me, like, what did they do?
Playing the villain. The Penguins had some attention.
But the Penguins blew the 3-1 lead. They're mm-hmm. They had a player that decided to play without a helmet on. Like, those are the rules.
Yes, yes. And plus, Capo Caco got pushed from behind in game one.
Right.
I don't give a crap what anybody says.
Look at this.
Well, the Rangers got screwed in
game. Yeah. No question. 100%.
Noted Ranger hater, Peter Schwartz.
Coming from a diehard Islander fan.
Is now
the
pandering.
The Rangers got screwed in game one.
Now yes, pandering
did.
To Boomer.
He's not a hockey fan.
There's a pander alert.
No, he knows what's going on. But but the thing about Paul Bissonnette is like, remember when he played in the All-Star game and he had to garner all those votes to get him in and everything? Ranger fans, Islander fans, Devil fans all voted that guy in. They all wanted him in the All-Star game. I think it started out as a goof.
But that was him. That was somebody else, wasn't it?
I thought it was him.
No, it was not Bissonnette. It was the other guy that's not playing anymore.
Well, I felt like it was him.
No, I can't remember the other guys. I know who you're talking about. It was not Paul Bissonnette. Paul Bissonnette basically had a nondescript hockey playing career. He just happens to have a big personality. And he's good on television.
And he's spitting chiclets.
Right, but I thought he crossed the line with what he said about the Rangers and their fans.
Better career in their respective fields. You, media, Paul Bissonnette, hockey.
Me, media.
Okay.
No question.
Okay.
I'd like to think so.
Okay. All right, very good.
I mean, the amount of media he does.
Just seeing where he's at with his confidence. I like to hear that. That's the answer I was looking for. All right, Peter, you got an update for
us? Yes, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Winter Bros for help with your next cleanup or construction project. Visit winterbros.com.
Ever get yourself a dumpster and just throw some crap in there, Peter? I feel like your house is filled with crap.
Well, not a dumpster. No, when my grandmother bought a house down in Florida, we had to clean out the condo from the people we bought it from.
Yeah.
So we had to bring in a dumpster.
Okay, all right, very good.
But not in front of our house on the island, no.
Okay, all right, very good.
We bought it basically empty.
Continue, okay.
We'll begin with a day of mixed emotions for the Mets at Citi Field. They trail the Cardinals 6-5 in the bottom of the 10th, but up came Pete Alonso with one on.
Alonso hammers one. Left field, way back. It's long gone. The Mets win in the bottom of the 10th. Pete Alonso drives one out against Gallegos. And the Mets finish off a series victory in 10 innings.
Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880.
You know what, if the Mets had any sort of person, like sense of humor or anything, they would play this in the mood by Glenn Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
in a situation like this.
Sure, no, of course.
It would be unbelievable.
I mean, it was amazing.
Catchy tune.
I haven't been this happy since VJ Day.
Mets over the Cardinals 7-6 on that. Pete Alonso walk-off 2-run homer. The polar bear saying after the game, the Mets don't quit.
We're just a bunch of resilient guys, and we're gritty, and we love to win. So when you get guys that are talented and love to win, and are a group of tough men, you get games like this where, regardless of the score, regardless of the circumstances, we're always continuing to fight back.
Around here, we're a group of tough men.
That's right. Yeah, all of us for sure.
You guys, every single one of you.
Yeah, especially me and Al.
Yeah,
as tough as they come.
Jeff McNeil drove in 3, and that was the end of the good news for the Mets. Here's the bad news. Mets pitcher Max Scherzer with a strained oblique muscle in his left side, expected to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Manager Buck Showalter says life goes on.
As opposed to what? Saying, hey, look, I stopped the wheel. I'm going to get off, and when everybody gets back, we'll start up again. Doesn't work that way in any sport, and that's why, you know, so it makes it fun from a standpoint of, wait a minute, that guy's going to get in and get an opportunity now.
See, Jerry's out, and we get Peter.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
Cool.
Next man up.
Get in here, do your thing, and you know, be on top of things and know exactly what you're talking about. It's great.
Yeah.
See, but again, when you listen to Buck Showalter, that's a real guy.
No, of course, he knows.
And he knows exactly what's going on. Love it. Absolutely love it.
And the Mets will begin a 6-game road trip in Colorado tonight with Carlos Carrasco on the hill. Now to Baltimore. Anthony Santander hit a walk-off 3-run homer in the bottom of the 9th. off Lucas Litke, and the Orioles beat the Yankees 9-6, and the Bombers cannot complete the four-game sweep at Camden Yards, but still a good road trip for manager Aaron Boone's team.
6-2, pretty good. You know, would have loved to obviously finish it off today and heading home, but, you know, anytime you go out on the road and can throw a 6-2 up there, you take that.
DJ LeMahieu had tied the game in the top of the ninth with an RBI single, and it was just the second loss in 12 games for the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton with an 11th home run of the season. Despite the loss, Yankees playing well.
I think we're in a good spot. We can always get better, capitalize on games like this where we can come back. But, you know, that's baseball. I think we'll be okay. Just got to keep pushing forward. Big weekend.
Did you just call them the Skankies?
No.
I could have sworn you did.
Why would a Yankee fan call him the Skankies?
I think you stumbled on your words and you said Skankies played well.
I'd like to listen to that back.
Okay, we'll listen to that back. I think it's borderline. Borderline Skankies.
I've got friends of mine that call them Skankies, but I would never refer to my team as Skankies.
I know.
Skankies.
Yeah, but, you know what? You're a strange dude because you wouldn't, like, you're a Jet fan.
Yeah.
You're an Islander fan.
Yes.
You love all these other teams, like the Ducks and the Riptide and all this stuff. But then you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit.
I'm buttoned up when it comes to that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very surprising to me. Because you seem like a Mets fan to me.
No, I like going to Mets games. My wife and my kids are Mets fans, so we go to a lot of Mets games.
Like, your aura is Mets fan.
No.
But
I don't dislike the Mets. I don't have a hatred to them.
You're a Long Island guy, too?
Yeah,
His aura is Mets fan, isn't it?
I feel like it should be Mets fan. For whatever reason, it's not, but... You feel like a Mets fan to us.
Yeah. My father was a big Yankee fan, so I just copied him on that. I didn't copy him on football.
Okay. All right, very good.
Yeah, that's where I defied. Yankees are back home tonight to open a series with the White Sox. College football. Wednesday night, Alabama head coach Nick Saban suggested that Texas A&M bought every player in their 2022 recruiting class. Yesterday, Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher fired back.
It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families.
All right.
That they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken.
And Fisher did not stop there with talking about Saban.
It's despicable that we got to sit there at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. Yeah. October 8th in Tuscaloosa is going to be interesting, man. That's when Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher visit Nick Saban in Alabama.
That's going to be must-see television.
So, but here's the thing. You know, I did this whole thing this morning.
On
college football and the Nil stuff and name, image, and likeness. And there's that wide receiver from Pittsburgh that's
Jordan Addison.
To USC.
Yeah.
And there's all these rumors out there that he is getting $3.5 million.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To go to USC. And my question is, okay, fine. If you want, I don't care if the kids make money away from the school. That is fine. But if you have boosters in the school and all this other crap, and I don't know who is out there, you know, looking over this and watching it and figuring out what's real, what's not real. I mean, it's amazing. He is actually making more money going from Pittsburgh to USC than the USC wide receiver who was drafted in the second round by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that actually about Kenny Pickett. So, like, Kenny Pickett was his quarterback.
Yes.
And I think he's making more money than him. Which is nuts.
Look, I'm all about it, but I you know, this whole Lincoln Riley USC thing, and I, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on in the SEC. My school, the University of Maryland, has no chance.
Mm-hmm.
Rutgers has no chance.
Yeah,
we have no chance. I mean, like, you got Ohio State. I'm sure probably has a big budget. Michigan has a big budget. Lots of boosters. Lots of ways to finagle the Nil stuff to make sure guys get money. And I'm like, remember, like, They ask you to go to an alumni event. And I love the University of Maryland. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I've given money to them, and mainly to their scholarship programs,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, which is I was all down with. But now, all of a sudden, now it's a scholarship program and a Nil program through another booster area. I'm like, enough.
Enough. I'm out.
I'm out. I love the school. Love my time there. Love everything about it. Would always recommend anybody that can go there to go there. But when you're dealing with the SEC and you're dealing with Texas A&M and Texas football, and Texas and Oklahoma are going to be in the SEC in a couple of years, you got no shot, man.
Can't compete.
No.
NBA playoffs, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics beat the Heat of Miami 127-102. Rory McIlroy has the lead after one round of the PGA Championship. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Rangers, Hurricanes, game two. Rangers down one game tonight. How you feeling?
Well, you know, I'm always feeling a little bit nervous. I look forward to it. It's something that I think about all day long. Just like you did when the Islanders were in the playoffs. You think about it all day long, and you can't wait until that puck drops. And tonight it's at 8 o'clock, so you got to wait an extra hour.
Extra hour. Ugh. Last night, Lightning and Panthers were tied at one late in the third. I mean, it was really late.
Eldon Palat, the right point. By the net, Kucherov, five to go. Kucherov, put it in front! Score! Ross Colton with 0.9 seconds left! Incredible! 2-1 Lightning!
That's unbelievable.
Kucherov magic!
That was Dave Mishkin and some laughing from Phil Esposito.
Yeah, Phil Esposito wasn't even watching the game. He was watching a YouTube video of a cat playing a piano.
The Lightning win that one 2-1. Now, what was the last couple of words that Dave Mishkin said there? Did you catch the last couple of words? it was Kucherov magic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when I came in today, and this is obviously an ongoing situation out in the newsroom, whoever was the tape op last night labeled it the OutQ as being, could you have magic? And it was, but then you listen to it, and it's Kucherov magic.
So we're having problems with tape ops and people putting things in the system again. Yeah, so I thought we got that straightened out.
No, because someone's got to take control of that newsroom.
I would tend to agree. Could you have magic?
But by the way, the fact that this happened with 4 seconds left to go in the game is insane. And the fact that one of the highest scoring teams, or maybe even the highest scoring team, the Florida Panthers, have scored two goals on their home ice against the Tampa Bay Lightning. That is the heart of a champion. Yeah. That's the way that you play. Now,
Panthers are frauds.
This is a breakdown by the defense of the Panthers, but the fact that they've only scored two goals in two games tells you exactly who the Tampa Bay Lightning
are.
And how difficult it was. And the Islanders took them to seven games.
Seven and six games the year before and lost that series in overtime in game six.
And you have one more thing?
I just wanted to Blues beat the Avalanche 4-1.
Okay, by the way, you did say Skankies.
I did. Despite the loss, Skankies playing well. I didn't really say Skankies. Yeah,
it was a slur.
Despite the loss, Skankies playing well.
Skankies.
That was an obvious error on my part. I didn't mean to say that.
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
You come right in here as a big Yankee fan, you call them the Skankies in the first update. Skankies playing well?
Skankies.
I mean, that's going to live with you forever.
And that's going to live here forever.
I mean, this is worse than Takiya.
Yes.
Despite the loss, Skankies playing well.
I mean, from a Yankee fan.
Skankies.
I knew I heard that. You say Skankies, you did.
It was a Freudian slip.
I guess so, yeah.
I hope they still let me in the Bronx.
Oh, man. Skankies playing well.
I know
right
you didn't
now.
Mean it. It was totally unintentional.
Yes.
But you said Skankies.
Yeah. Skankies. I contribute another drop to the program. Takiya.
There you go. All right, Peter. Good stuff. Can't wait to see what next hour brings.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, 877-337-6666. If you want to join the show, I was watching the PGA yesterday. Boomer was busting my chops about it as I was streaming it on the computer, and then watched a little more until the Yankees and Mets started. Then I was sort of focused on that whole situation. But Tiger Woods struggled, did not have a great first round. I believe he is, what, four over after one, and he ate this giant sandwich before the 14th hole that was really the story of his round.
Jersey Mike's?
I don't believe it was because it had a different type of wrapper on it. It was in aluminum foil.
Okay.
But as he's waiting there, he gets this giant hero. Like, this is a, I mean, look at this. Look at this sandwich. For a guy who's in such great shape, he hammered this thing, and I was so proud of him. I said, look at that. Because you know he's I don't know what was on the sandwich. I'm not sure what it was. But you know he's all about his fitness and everything else.
You should have had a day chaser with it.
Yeah, a day chaser and some Jersey Mike's.
That would make him feel better.
Oh, it certainly would. But Scott Van Pelt was laughing his ass off. He had a great time with this whole thing. But I don't know. There's something about Tiger Woods eating a pre-made sandwich that wrapped in aluminum foil on the golf course at the PGA Championship that humanized him more than any other thing I've ever seen him do.
So the question is, is it something that the PGA Tour prepares for the players and then they just grab and go? Or is it something that he pre-made last night and brought it himself?
And it looked like a pre-made thing that he brought himself because it was in that foil like that. You know, unless and he knows everything that's going in his body, too. He's one of those guys who's just so incredibly.
You know, I have a hard time eating.
On the golf course?
On the golf course, because then I get lightheaded for whatever reason.
Like, really?
I just feel full, you know, and I lose my concentration a little bit.
Well, that's not
good.
Why
I got to watch out for those halfway houses with the spread cheese and peanut butter and all that other stuff. And you get all the little snacks and everything. And
hot dogs.
It's a little rough, you know. I'll eat a half of, like, you know, chicken salad sandwich or something maybe if I'm famished. But, I mean, he was down in this thing. It was like Thanksgiving for him.
I know. He must have been starving. You know, I was mad at us because, you know, we threw our support behind a number of golfers, and two of them are doing really well in Justin Thomas, who is one back of the leader, or maybe two back. Is Rory 5-under or 4-under?
5-under.
5-under. Yeah. All right, so Justin Thomas is 3-under, so he's two back, and Xander Schauffele is three back at 2-under. So we have those guys that are in the mix, but Rory was just on fire yesterday. And we didn't throw our Boomers and Geo support behind him, and we probably should have with the way that he ended the Masters where he was killing everybody, and he's just been playing really well. But no, we didn't.
Like, a long way to go, man. And that's a big golf course, and you can see that Tiger is struggling walking on this golf course.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned yesterday. Yeah, you can see even after the first tee shot, he had to go down those weird ass rickety steps, stone steps.
So I didn't know this, but on ESPN2. They had an alternate broadcast again.
Who was doing it? Michael Kay and A-Rod?
Joe Buck.
Oh, that's right. I did read about that.
Yes.
Joe Buck. Who was he with? Just him doing it himself?
No, nah, it was some, and I'm not trying to insult anybody. I didn't really pay attention. I flipped through it. I heard it. They were interviewing Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, interesting.
So this whole thing going on, I'm like, again, it's another distraction. It's not even about the event itself. They're in the middle of talking to Ken Griffey, who I love, but there's a guy that holds the ball from the fairway into the hole, and it's like,
hey, somebody gonna say anything about it?
Right in the middle of the conversation.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know what they're trying to do. Michael Collins, is that his name? That was the guy with
Colin, I believe.
Colin, Michael Collin.
Okay, so that's who it was
with Joe Buck.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know. I guess
I did not. I had read that Joe Buck was gonna do something on the coverage. I had totally forgotten about it. I didn't even flip over. I was either streaming it or I was watching the regular broadcast.
I thought it was like, it was the alternate Peyton Bryant broadcast.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do with everything.
K-Rod thing and all this stuff. Here's the thing. Joe Buck is a tremendous baseball announcer, an unbelievable football announcer. I think he's, top two. He's great, deserves everything he gets. He's just, it doesn't sound right when he's talking golf for some reason. And that was part of the failure of Fox when they initially got into the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Greg Norman. It just didn't work.
Yeah, baseball and football for Joe Buck.
And that's why NBC and CBS have by far the best golf crews. And, ESPN does a good job. Scott Van Pelt does a really good job on golf. But, they sometimes share, guys, depending on what the events are. But, the 18th hour for NBC and CBS are the two best by far.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.